Dr. Brian Halverson is one of the UK's leading holistic dentists. He is the author of Great Teeth for Life and lectures widely to the public and to health practitioners. Brian is passionate about providing preventative information to guide us through all the stages of our lifetime. To find out more about Brian, go to www.brianhalverson.com. And now here is Dr. Brian Halverson.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Hi, Brian here. Welcome to my show, The Integrated Dentist, on UK Health Radio. Season's greetings. Christmas and midwinter is a time when we all like to have slightly more substantial food. Let's call it comfort food. And we all know that we're likely to put on weight, and is it going to do us any good with all this extra sugar, flour, protein? Well, the answer is we all really think to ourselves, wait to the new year and then we'll work it all off. Well, I hope to give a little bit of cheer on my show with my first introduction and my first speaker, Kim Lloyd. She has a product called Ugg Foods and is guilt-free. I thought about Kim when it came to having food that we feel we could really tuck into and enjoy, but also hasn't got the negatives that most sort of what I'll call comfort foods have. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce Kim, who in fact I've known now for over a year and is also a dentist. Hi, Brian here. Today I've got great pleasure in introducing Kim Lloyd, who is the founder of Ugg Foods and also CEO. Kim, by pure chance, I met when I was filling my car with petrol, and I noticed that on the side of her van, there was a banner saying guilt-free foods. And I thought, well, my interest in nutrition prompted me that when we were at the checkout desk, I had to say, excuse me, but what's it about your guilt-free foods? Now, in the conversation, it transpired that Kim said, I'm Dr. Kim Lloyd. So I said, oh, are you a doctor of medicine? And in fact, Kim said, no, I'm a dentist. And I thought, my gosh, another dentist. How fascinating. And so we got to know each other.
And we chatted for about half an hour on the forecourt, didn't we?
We did indeed, that's right. Kim, now tell me, why did you decide to look at changing from being not only a clinical dentist, but also what gave you the inspiration for Ugg Foods?
Oh, well, that's a long story, really. I was a family dentist for 16 years, I think. And I was gradually specialising in cosmetic dentistry and then started a skin clinic because I suffer from acne myself. So, and probably getting older, so, you know, having that sort of artistic tendency, I moved from cosmetic dentistry, led me into aesthetic medicine, started a clinic, got really, really busy with that. And the third part of my career was really when I went to an anti-aging conference, and the keynote presentation was by a scientist anthropologist called Jeff Bond. And he really was making a very cutting edge presentation about what was the healthiest way to eat, the optimal way of eating for the human. And it was totally contrary to current health advice at the time, but it was really, really interesting. So just an experiment, I decided to try the paleo way of eating, the way Jeff was recommending, just to see what happened, just to see if I could actually eat that way and what it felt like. But what I noticed quite dramatically that was my skin was so much better, completely cleared of spots, so after just 1 month. So then I contacted Jeff, and you know, that one tiny little thing leads to another, and got into the whole science of changing your way of eating to the optimal way of eating. I can probably talk for ages about other foods, but one thing led to another. I love my food. I'm a big eater. And of course, I didn't want to go away from the diet because my skin was so much better. But I knew I couldn't give up bread, cakes, muffins forever. So I got into cooking, and over quite a long period of time, after, I tried many, many recipes that my family will remember, didn't taste very nice. And eventually my paleo cooking got better. What I really discovered was a whole world of alternative ingredients. You know, we tend to, our whole way of baking has evolved with flour, butter and sugar. You know, what was available. It's not based on health principles, it's just based on taste principles. But what I actually discovered when I didn't want to eat that way, that the world does have other ingredients, and we've got access to so many ingredients that we can cook with that are actually healthy.
One of the things I've made a big focus on my programs has been the dreadful, and I mean dreadful, harmful effects of sugar, and what should we say, the more refined carbohydrates. In fact, many of my researches have shown that this is the lead to most blood inflammation, which then obviously translates into all sorts of illnesses, not just the obvious ones of diabetes and heart disease, but also cancer, arthritis, everything. And so I think this is why I was so fascinated by the fact that initially when we met, I thought that when you were talking guilt-free foods, I actually thought you were really meaning that as dentists, we have always been trained to talk to people about lowering sugar, but in total isolation from sugar, from anything else, you know. So instead of just saying, well, this is also harmful or that, especially the undergraduate training has been very, very much centered on just sugar and the fact that we shouldn't have sugar too frequently. The point is that I think that, and I think you may agree with me, that certainly the undergraduate training that both medical doctors and dentists get is very, very scant when it comes to overall nutrition. Mm-hmm. So it must have been a fascinating move forward to go from literally the sort of normal knowledge that we would know to then meeting somebody like Jeff Bond, who is really taking things into the next level, i.e. the level which most people in nutrition would like to go to because of all the amount of research he's done.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Absolutely. Jeff's science spans a lifetime of work. It's like 30 years of research. And it really, you know, it's just being validated in the last few years. But 8 or 9 years ago when I met Jeff, this was just totally contrary to popular medical opinion. But it was quite fascinating, and it is actually being validated now. So so times are changing quite rapidly, and it's fantastic.
Well, if I may say, it is changing so rapidly because now the general medical and scientific community is now saying that whereas we used to actually vilify the fats, no matter if it was a healthy fat or an unhealthy fat. Now we're realizing that this isn't the bogey anymore, it's the sugar that's the bogey. And in fact, the other thing as well is I think that at that meeting that you were at, although we didn't know each other, I think I was speaking as well.
At
the International Anti-Aging Conference, which I think you were saying where you first met or listened to Jeff.
Yeah, it was quite a random conference for me. I've only been once or twice to that particular conference. So it just shows you how life-changing little things happen, little events, and you look back and think, my God, my whole life changed after that, going to that conference. You really couldn't get that sort of information anywhere. And then, of course, when I... Jeff lives in Cyprus, so I emailed Jeff. We became professional friends. And basically, I had a cutting-edge education in nutrition that really just wasn't available at that time. So and I just wanted to spread the word, because there's so many lifestyle diseases that can be made better or prevented, or if you know, if we sort of take this ancient wisdom into account, really. And it's just being validated the whole time, so it is scientific. People can be a little bit dismissive sometimes when you say you're on a particular diet, a paleo diet, or, you know, a bit like other diets that can be seen as faddy. But the difference with this is it's actually science. It isn't a faddy diet due to opinion. It's scientific fact and wisdom. So, yeah, I just want to, you know, I founded the Paleo Society, which is a non-profit social enterprise association, which is all about education. So what we really want to do is, you know, get the stuff out there that perhaps the doctor isn't in a position to tell you yet. Things aren't changing. And, you know, there are quite a lot of medical professionals now who are bringing nutrition and lifestyle advice into their practice. But at the moment, you know, we do have the internet, and people are sort of quite capable of researching themselves and informing themselves and gathering information as needed.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but would you agree that for the average listener, when people start talking about, you're saying, and quite rightly saying, that this is not a faddy diet, but there are very strong opinions between, say, vegetarianism, veganism, paleo, and in fact, obviously, my books and my guru was Weston Price and the primitive diet that he discovered, where there was a lack of processing of foods. Now, I think that what we should all be doing is considering, and at a scientific level, discussing the differences, not as against that you're right and we're wrong, or vice versa. It's much more about integrating our approaches so that we have a consensus. So that if we're talking about paleo, we're looking at not dismissing, for example, animal protein. Whereas obviously veganism, you tend to find people would absolutely go against it. Now, some of it may be on ethical grounds, but these are issues that, instead of saying this is one fad and this is another fad, that the net product of this is that most people benefit hugely from their preventative health.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, we've got so much trouble with our immune system at the moment. As you know, our immune system is, you know, it's a bit like our body's computer. But, you know, if you imagine, if you see where computers have come in just 10 years from huge room size, you know, 20 years from room size things to, you know, little handheld devices, you know, our immune system is our body's computer, evolved over eons. And what we're getting now is lots of allergies and lots of intolerances, and we can't even cope with foods that we could cope with a generation ago, because our immune system is being bombarded with all sorts of toxins and lifestyle exposures, really. So, so of course, the paleo is, you know, the science behind it is absolutely rigorous, But of course you do have to, and you can bespoke it to people's special requirements. So, you know, people do have allergies to eggs and all sorts of natural products, and they do have ethical preferences. I mean, I certainly, you know, don't try not to eat farmed meat, and I try and buy wild. Well, that is paleo, to be honest. But not just because it's healthier and more nutritious, but actually because, you know, I don't believe in treating animals like that. So you know, you can... you know, nutritionists are out there that are very advanced, and sometimes you do need a little bit of help when you've got medical problems, allergies, all sorts of intolerances and gut issues, which are very common. But there is help out there, and there is a, you know, with the internet and health professionals, I think the fitness trainers and the nutritionists are actually leading this movement. It's amazing. It's not the National Health Service. It's not medical doctors. It's actually high-end fitness trainers and nutritionists, high-end nutritionists, that really are leading this movement and interacting with people on a one-to-one basis to change their health completely. It's a funny old turnaround. We're almost catching up as medical practitioners.
Well, interestingly enough, you should say that, and this is the first time that I've actually mentioned it to anybody in public domain. And that is that there has been a paper that has been submitted by many of those medical professors who are looking at the curriculum for the undergraduate medical training.
Uh-huh.
And they are saying that because of the scale of preventable diseases that mm-hmm. is now afflicting the Western world, and this is, so it's not just England, it's not just the UK, it's USA, it's Australia, etc. That what they're saying is that they now want to bring in, would you believe it, nutrition and lifestyle into the undergraduate training at universities. And this is now being strongly promoted at literally the NHS Health Ministers to actually seriously consider, which I think is a huge step forward, but it doesn't really help those who literally have got problems over the next, say, 5 years or so.
Yeah, it is a huge step forward. And you know, even if you remember being an undergraduate like I do, you know, even within, you know, you train for 5 years, and within that 5 years, things are changing rapidly. So it's a very, very positive step. And you know, we all do continual professional development. So I do know a lot of other health professionals, doctors, dentists, etc., that are you know, they're hugely interested in this. They don't want to waste their time on anything or not proven, but they are realizing that really scientific information is out there, and they want it for themselves and they want it for their patients. So things in the world, you know, do change rapidly. It's amazing, you know, look how all sorts of things have changed. So I'm really hoping that really healthcare changes as rapidly as, you know, the home computer. It is possible. So, yeah, things
are up. I must admit, Kim, I mean, this is why I do hold you in such a great respect, to actually... use that information and to say in your own way, how can I help? And then develop products, i.e. UGG foods, to actually look at providing something which, is, if I understand it, is creating a very tasty product which most people regard as being, inverted commas, unhealthy, and making it healthy by taking out all the, or adding on the nutrition, but taking out all the anti-nutrients. Now, to me, I owe you a great deal of respect for being that sort of person who can actually put their thoughts into practice. Really, you know, I do have you in great awe and respect for the energy that you've had, because I know that it's not been easy for you to get this product off the ground. You know, obviously, since I've known you, it looks like we're seeing a situation where UGG Foods is actually going from strength to strength, which I think is absolutely fantastic, because it's giving people healthy alternatives, which, to be honest, there's not been many out there for, I think, well, as far as I remember, and having been somebody who's always been interested in healthy foods. But a bit like yourself, I do love my food, and I love tasty food as well. Kim, on this subject, why did you call it UGG Foods?
Well, UGG is the it's the first word of approval ever uttered by cavemen. That's a scientific fact, of course. We both know that. So yeah, it's a friend suggested, Paul. He's a neighbour, and I kind of dismissed it to start with, but I've got some very very high calibre advisors within my UGG Foods group, and Sarah said that's a brilliant name. So it's been quite useful. We call ourselves the Uggers, and we call things UGG good sometimes. So it's a funny word that translates to all sorts of situations. So yeah, we do make the most of the Eugene G word, UGG hug.
lovely.
Yeah, all sorts, UGG love. So yeah, it seems to work. I think it's easy to remember. Some people think it might be the boots, of course, because you've got UGG boots, which are caveman style boots. But yeah, we don't think it's a problem because we're in the grocery section, so we don't think having UGG foods is a problem. But it's always, once I got used to the name, it's been a very positive positive name, and I love it now. But I'm reliably informed that it is the first word of approval, to answer your question, ever uttered by caveman. And as we're a primal baking company, that seemed appropriate. And just going back to your earlier point about doing something positive to make this way of baking easier, paleo baking is really challenging, and it is like anything. You know, we've got generations of generations who have refined the cooking. So we've got our classic dishes that are flour, you know, grain, because from 10,000 years ago, we practiced cooking with it. So paleo baking, we're like the first generation of paleo bakers, and it is really quite difficult. You know, I've cooked loads of things and they just didn't taste good enough. So from here, I'm hoping that, and I can see it. I mean, when I first started, there were just half a dozen cookbooks on Amazon on paleo baking. You know, and now you go onto Amazon and you key in paleo baking, there's hundreds of them, and there's websites, and there's all sorts. So with the shared information that we've got, paleo baking could just get better and better and better. Until why would you want to eat anything else? You know, you can eat this and it tastes as good as flour, butter, sugar, but this one is good for you. Yeah, it's more difficult, but if, you know, as we get better, and maybe even at some point, we have actually got a few, let me think, we've got a few pubs, and we've got a few little coffee shops that buy the baking mixes. They make up the muffins and the bread, etc., and then they actually sell them or serve them ready-made, which makes it even easier for people. So hopefully this, you know, we're just at the beginning of something that is growing and growing and growing so quickly, and it's a no-brainer. Why would you choose to eat a chocolate muffin, for instance, made out of flour, butter and sugar, when you know that those ingredients are the main ingredients? There is very little nutrients in that, very little nutrition, and actually it just makes your blood sugar go sky high and damages your health. It's damaging to your health. Why would you give that to your children when you can choose? Well, hopefully, you know, if we make UGG foods more accessible, you can choose an UGG foods chocolate muffin, give that to your children. It tastes just as nice, but it's full of nuts that are highly nutritious. We, you know, nobody disputes that. It, you know, good fats, either coconut or olive oil. And then xylitol, you know, we both know about that. It's a tree bark extract. It's very widely held in, you know, great esteem within the dental world, because it's antibacterial and been shown to maybe prevent tooth decay. anything and chewing gum for that very reason. So a lot of dentists do know about xylitol. So why would you choose anything? To me, it's a no-brainer. I obviously did give my kids too much sugar and flour and pasta and all the rest of it when they were little, but I did the best I could because I didn't know any better at the time. If I had, I'd probably be a complete nightmare with my grandchildren because now I know better. So, but you just do the best you can, don't you? So the sugar that I gave my kids, I gave them only at mealtime so it didn't damage their teeth. But of course, I didn't think about inflammation in the body because I didn't know. So everything has changed. You know, the information we've got has just moved on so rapidly.
Well, the only thing is, if I may say, is when you said it's difficult, the difficulty is you producing the product. I mean, for somebody who buys it, to bake it is not difficult.
Oh, no, we've made it really easy now for the baker. And what's really good about these products is, you know, it's predictable. So if you want to make a chocolate muffin or chocolate cake, it's very simple. It's on the back of the bag. But if you want to use your creativity, which we hope people do, and you want to bespoke it a little bit or use it for something else, a chocolate cheesecake or something else that's healthy, we've actually got 100 different recipes for on the website for the packs. So you can make all sorts of things. You know, from our chia seed, which is a plain muffin mix, we've got a lemon recipe on the pack. But you can use that to make Christmas cake, Christmas pudding. I've just put that on the website today.
Well, funny enough, I was going to ask you that. I said, this time of year, that's why I thought that this would be so appropriate, because if we have got listeners who, in fact, are thinking, what can I have where I'm not going to have a complete health nutrition disaster? Where would you actually, what would be the address they would go to look at these, the UGG products?
It's www.uggfoods, so UGGfoods.com.
As simple as that, yes.
Yeah, it's really easy. And it's really, you can buy, you could use the, you've got a promo code, you could promote that, which gives 20% off. So you could use UGLOVE20, I can remember that one, or you've got probably one that you could promote. So, and then it's very easy to navigate the website. We've got Christmas recipes, you know, as a part in the, there's lots of recipes, so you probably have to look for them, but there's a panettone recipe, there's a Christmas pudding recipe, there's mince pies recipes, there's chocolates, it's a wreath chocolate roulade recipe, but you could do a log. You could just bake it in a different shape and do a chocolate log. So yeah, we've got all sorts of things on there. So really, you know, I might have a cheat day on Christmas Day, but really I like lots of vegetables. I'm going to eat some turkey and gravy. And the Christmas pudding, you know, with about 20 of us for Christmas, I'm bringing the Christmas pudding. It tastes the same as a shop-bought Christmas pudding, or just as good, probably better. So I'll be taking that. I'll be bringing the mince pies. I'm not missing out on anything, the chocolate log. Hopefully no one will really know the difference on Christmas Day, but actually it's just going to be more nutritious. I might have, you know, maybe a cheat with one extra glass of wine on the usual day, but not a complete unhealthy day, because why would I? You know, it's easy to substitute.
Well, I think that this is the whole point, that when we're living in what I will call the real world, we know that any modifications will benefit people's health, and hopefully when they see that benefit, they'll be more inclined to stick in that route. But it's a bit like, I suppose, us as dentists, when we used to sort of preach to our patients, especially our children, about not having too many sweets. The fact is we knew that they wouldn't suddenly stop and eliminate it, but hopefully they would actually cut down on the frequency, as you were mentioning earlier. But I think that what is so lovely about the UGG products is the fact that I particularly enjoy them, but also my wife Lynn also actually does baking with the grandchildren, 6 years, 3 years old, and they love it because it's so simple to do.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, really, you know, if you can, it's a lovely thing to do with children. So we've all baked with our children, and they want to make things pretty and decorate. And, you know, it's hard if it's just so such a shame to not be able to do that because it's unhealthy. You know, you start feeling guilty. I also think there's such a lot of negativity about food. You know, we've got an obesity crisis, so people are overweight. So people are constantly talking about trying to cut down on food, trying to cut calories, trying to avoid this, trying to avoid the other, trying not to bake with the children because cakes are, you know, are bad for you and fattening. So what we want to do with Unc Foods is we don't want to promote a diet that's restrictive. What I want to do is get the message out there that this is not a restrictive way of eating. Actually, this opens up a whole new world of variety. You know, as soon as I changed, really, it started off being restrictive, and then I realized there's a whole new world out there, and there's far more variety and far more positivity within my eating plan and way of eating, and my attitude towards food is far more positive. You know, I fill up on food. I'm a big eater, but it fills your gut, but this food doesn't make you fat. Whereas I was probably got it from my mother, who was like a 1980s dieter who, you know, wanted to lose a few pounds every few weeks and kind of, you know, had a few days on cups of tea and Ryvita crisp breads with jam on top and a yo-yo dieter. And I think years ago I probably picked up that influence that, you know, food, nice food is bad for you and, you know, you have to starve yourself to lose weight or look good. But it's just changed now. I have a really positive attitude. You know, if I fill up, I think, well, you know, sometimes you can get tired because you're digesting a lot. But your biochemistry is totally different if you don't pour it into your bloodstream so that your biochemistry is on the back foot the whole time. You just fill up and your body works hard at digesting all of that. It's high in fiber. It takes work to digest it. I honestly believe that this whole calorie thing, I mean, it's that calories were only invented 100 years ago. And that literally is from what you have, and even the way we measure calories these days, well, the way you measure them, you put food into a tin can, you put the tin can into a bath of water, you ignite the food and explode the food, the heat will warm the water up and you measure the energy. Well, that is just totally nothing, that is not the way your body deals with food. So the whole calorie counting thing is misinformation gone horribly viral, you know? It's a sledgehammer, very little correlation with losing weight. To lose weight, you really need to change your biochemistry, and that doesn't mean starving yourself. You need to choose different foods, you know, the calories. So, for instance, the calories in 250 calories in a chicken leg in one hand and 250 calories in a donut in the other hand, they're the same calories, but the donut makes you fat and the chicken just won't. They're treated totally differently. So I'm looking forward to the day when we actually catch up, when doctors catch up with lifestyle advice to their patients and they explain to people how to lose weight, and it isn't by counting calories.
I totally, totally agree. And of course, as you know, my subject matter this year has been the oral microbiome, and which then affects the gut microbiome, and how, for example, sugar, be it fructose, glucose, lactose, all of the very, very similar formulation will promote the growth of pathogenic bacteria. And what I love, if I may say, with the UGG foods is, and this is where we're going into slightly more detail, what is your main sweetener? Because obviously, to be acceptable as a substitute, that it has to have some sweetness to it. So what are you using, Kim, as the main sweetener in a normal sort of a packet presentation?
Well, if we're in something like a muffin,
yeah.
To substitute sugar, we substitute xylitol. Xylitol is a great product because you can substitute it one-to-one. And it works in baking because it's a fiber. So not only does it contribute one-to-one to the sweetness, just happens to be sweet, it adds to the texture. So the actual muffin cake is much, much better with xylitol in than without it. So stevia would be, it's a concentrated sweetener, but it would be another relatively healthy sweetener.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bake very well, and it doesn't contribute to the texture. And xylitol, sometimes there's a little bit of controversy with xylitol, depending on where it comes from, with genetically modified, I think you can get it from sweet corn and things in China. So we do source ours from Finland, which is, it's a birch tree extract. So they extract the xylitol from birch tree. And there isn't any chemical residue or anything like that. So the xylitol we use in our, to substitute sugar when we need sugar, it's classed as a carbohydrate, but it's fiber mostly. So a lot of it will just go straight through. And what doesn't go straight through will be slowly digested as a carbohydrate. So very slowly digested.
And of course, I'm sure a lot of our listeners will know that in fact fiber is the is essential as a pre-probiotic, and therefore we're looking at something which in fact. Where most of us in the Western world are far too low on fibre. So here we have one ingredient which has got a fibre usage in it as well as a sweetener. So if we talk about then what else is in the mixes, and as far as I understand it, we also have fibre from other sources.
It's a high fibre product, because... So for instance, the flour, instead of grain flour, we have ground up almonds largely. We also have coconut flour, which is mostly fiber. That really is mostly fiber. Ground up almonds is the whole almond. So you have fiber, but you also have healthy fats and, you know, all the rest of, you know, the stuff that's good for you in almonds. So it's very exciting, the stuff, the information that's coming through on the microbiome. Very exciting, the fact that they're showing that the bacteria in your gut helps to control your weight, as well as all sorts of other health markers or markers to health. It's incredible. I was hearing about one study where they actually injected... into mice or something, one lot of bacteria into the gut, or they got it in there somehow, and the mice got fat, and then they put healthy, the other types of bacteria into other mice, and they, on the same diet, they stayed slim. It's absolutely amazing, the information that's coming through on how the flora, the combination of bacteria in your gut interact with your immune system and control your biochemistry. It's absolutely fascinating, and it's only really come into relatively common knowledge within the last 5 or 6 years.
Absolutely, and this is why, as you know, my lecture theme has been the microbiome, because, as a organism, we're made up of 10 trillion cells, mm-hmm. and yet living in and on us is 100 trillion microbes. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, who lives on who? And if you look at it at a quantum level, the energy that's generated from these 100 trillion microbes actually sends direct messages to all parts of our body, including our brain, but also in a healthy microbiome in the gut, it produces something like about 80% of our serotonin, our so-called happy hormone. And this is in a healthy gut. So any diet or product which actually helps to enhance the health of the microbiome is actually going to help us in so many ways, as you said, you know, the immune system, but in the way the brain functions, etc. So in effect, again, you know, I'd like to feel that all the work and hard work you've done in looking at researching the ingredients, looking at this, has is now being discovered to be even more beneficial than most likely when you first started.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm just trying to remember the information on that study. I think what they showed was that the good bacteria, the ones we want to proliferate within the gut, love fibre. Amazing. You know, we are supposed to be eating a high fibre diet, and that makes you slim, not because it's got less calories or it's not absorbed or it goes straight through, because it grows the right bacteria. And then, funnily enough, the wrong bacteria, the pathogens, they love sugar. So they proliferate when you eat a fast food diet full of sugar and starch. Starch changes to sugar really, really quickly. So it's really interesting, isn't it? What we thought, it's a combination of factors that actually lead to the problems that we have, you know, including weight problems. It's just amazing. Yeah.
And also, if you think about it, we're almost getting back to where we started, where we are talking about the inspiration being a paleo diet. And where does that come from? It was one of the first, inverted commas, hunter-gatherer diets. So in effect, it is what we actually were living on, or our ancestors were living on, before we started processing food.
Well, Jeff always says, you know, 10,000 years is just a tiny little bit in our timeline. Our timeline's, millions of years, and a couple of million, generations upon generation, millions of years. And we evolved to meet the need to, the diet that we had then, we evolved to match it. So the last little bit, the 10,000 years where grains came in and we started eating just a few grains, but in very large amounts, a large proportion of our intake was grains. We can adapt quite quickly, but we haven't adapted that quickly, and it's not our optimum way of eating. And then really, if you think about it, it's only us in the Western world that, you know, eat so much, you know, we consume so many dairy products. It's not all over the world, but we just think that we have to, it's been drilled into us that, you know, you have to drink milk for healthy teeth and healthy bones. We've been told that in, you know, for the last few couple of generations, which isn't true at all. And then, you know, our supermarkets are full of yogurts and cheese. I love cheese, but, you know, you can very quickly eat a very large proportion of dairy products, and they're not designed for us. They're designed to grow cows. And of course, cows have healthy bones and healthy, you know, healthy teeth. They eat grass. So it's amazing how we think. We don't question sometimes what we've been told until you actually think about it. And then you think, of course, it's absolute nonsense.
Absolutely right. The strict vegetarians and vegans, as far as I understand it, Kim, most of the UGG foods are suitable for vegans, but often in your mixes, you say that you normally would add an egg or two, can you explain if there are any other alternatives for those who really would love to go for UGG foods but not actually use, say, for example, eggs?
Yes. I mean, there are commercial freeze. There are commercial egg replacements. You get them in the health food shop. So you just substitute for the eggs with the muffin mixes. And it substitutes quite well. The texture is quite good. It rises reasonably well. The bread, the loaf mixes, is more difficult. So you can't really substitute eggs in the loaf mixes. We've got two loaf mixes. So what we have just brought out is a paleo vegan loaf, which is just a great, amazing breakthrough. one of our UGG partners, Pam Connolly, researched for a long time and refined this recipe. So, and all you do is add water and vinegar to make the bread up. So it's a really, really easy mix, but it is vegan. There's no eggs in there. I absolutely love it. It's not as cakey as the other one. And it's made mostly with pumpkin seeds, and there's whole pumpkin seeds in there. So if you slice it and toast it, it brings out that lovely pumpkin seed flavour. So vegans, buy the other mix, buy the paleo vegan mix. It's actually only available on our website. The five mixes, we've got seven mixes on the market. Two of them are only available from our website. The other five core mixes are available in health food shops. Some multiples, so Ocado and Lakeland's got a couple of products. Ocado's got four of our products. So go onto the website, that's probably the easiest. So all seven products are available on the website. And if you aren't vegan, choose the vegan bread mix, because you will struggle with the other one.
Okay, but, that's great information. Yeah. I also understand that my father's country also is big on UGG foods, i.e. Norway.
Oh, yeah, they love us in Norway. God, Norway love UGG foods. We're actually in the supermarkets in Norway. We're not in the supermarkets in the UK yet. We haven't actually approached them yet, but we're not in the supermarkets in the UK yet. But in Norway, they love us. So, we're selling really well in Norway.
Oh, that's great, because that's my sort of second country. That's where my father's come from. And so, it's nice to hear that they appreciate, lovely tasting, but more healthy and nutritious food. So that's absolutely super. Great. Now, the other thing as well I would say is that website brianhalverson.com also do recommend UGG foods, and if I'm not mistaken, if anyone orders from my website, in fact it does actually also attract the discount. Is that correct, Kim?
Yes, I think we set that up for you, didn't we? Can you remember your code? I forgot.
I can't.
Is it Halverson20? Halverson20?
Oh, okay. Yes, I think that's correct.
I think all the partners have got a Halverson20 code to give out to colleagues and patients, clients, etc. So you might have a couple, I can't remember, but I know one of them will be Halverson20, which is quite a hard spelling compared to some surnames. HALVORSEN20. So yeah, there's a 20% discount with that, and actually we can afford to do that because we're selling straight to the public, and we've always given a discount code for anyone with any medical disorders. So pretty much anything really, even losing weight. If people can buy from the website, we can afford to do that.
Oh, so, that's great.
Even on a low income, if they email me and explain, I can give out codes to people. When you go down the distribution lines, it's really, really difficult. You know, we just, all food companies, I think, in this country, the way food is distributed, it's a struggle for the producer. So selling straight to the public on the website is a great way of getting around that and trying to give back to the customer any discounts, pass them on. We've also got a couple of products that are on offer at the moment. We've got some slightly short dated stock, well within its time, but it's slightly shorter than we normally have. So there's a couple of mixes that are just £5 each, I think, rather than £7.95. So if you put a 20% discount code in there while stock lasts, that's a huge bargain for anyone looking for a discount.
Oh, well, that's great. And I think that certainly to me, with the sort of not only the festive season, but also winter generally, I think that the product range you have just gives you that, as you rightly say, sense of well-being, filling you up, but filling you up with not empty calories that are also causing all sorts of gut problems. Uh-huh. So in lots of ways, I think that, as I said before, Kim, I think you've done a fantastic job, and and hopefully we'll see this product that you've literally started from a zero base grow into an everyday, what should we say?
Household name, Brian.
Sorry?
A household name.
A household name, that's right. And not be categorised as a health product, but something that people literally love and enjoy. But the side sort of benefit is the fact that, you know, you're not actually adding to the, what should we say, the inflammatory products which have got refined flour and sugar in, especially.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I hope so. Doing our best anyway. I've got a team of great helpers and advisors, so fingers crossed we'll you know, we'll make it into every high street at least.
Okay, Kim, it's a great privilege speaking to you and understanding not just about your products, but more importantly about your energy and enthusiasm to try to do your bit to improve the lives and well-being of people. And it's a little bit like my last show was about cancer awareness, and the fact is if just a few people change their lives and improve their health, then we'd like to feel that in this case it's not just a few but many, that we set them on the right track. Thank you again.
And thank you.
Finally, it leaves me to say, have a great Christmas and also a great new year, especially a healthy new year. So from Brian here, abundance, health and happiness. And thank you for listening.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all